All right, that's well better put. Shemata, I didn't hear, and that's going to be very important. You basically review the Omer, Chilav Hadvarim, the opposite. Happened, Shmoinos, Amalem, 18 of them, Amalem Shemati, he said, I know. Shaima, Samaloy Shemati, they did not hear. I don't have a Kabbalah on it. So Kisar Blaz was saying, only answered questions that he knew. Amalem, they told him, Kol Dvarecho, Eino Pia Shmua. They're like, Metamanim, you only say things with Pia Shmua, like we discussed yesterday. Interesting thing that you only say things over that you know from your Rebbe. They told him back, Amalem, he said to them, Is Kikuni Loimar, Davar Shlai Shamati Pia Baisa.
What's that?
I will wait for you.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Very well done. Chofta
for Blam.
Thank you.
About 10 lines now.
So basically, Blaz is saying that he only knows halachas. He only says, so he told him like a challenge. Amalem, his kaksuni loymar, try to force me or compel me to say davar shle shamati b'pir abayse. You try to say something over that I never said over from my rabbis, which effectively he was saying that, like, he didn't really explain his behavior at this point, but he's trying to say, I don't say anything over from my rabbis, and he's going to now give them a list of all the special halachas that he had to show them. It's not the pshat that I don't say over something from my rabbi because I missed it. You know, I'm not sure what the rabbi would say. He's going to show them right now he has these special halachas and learning that he had in Beis Medrash. And fakir, the only reason why he's not saying over some rabbi is because the rabbi nishkazak, but not the pshat that he's someone that didn't hear that he missed certain things from the rabbi and certain things he didn't know from the rabbis. He was confused, so only said over what he was clara. Yeah, so this is what he means to say. So again, Amalem, he told him back. His kaksuni lema davar shashamati v'yabai, he said, try to get something, try to force me to say something that I didn't hear from my rabbi. And he gave a few things that he used to do. First of all, my whole life, like kidmani adam beis medesh, no one got there early before me. I was the first guy in beis medesh to learn. So there was nothing going on before I got there. I didn't sleep in Mesmerish, a set sleep or a roi dika sleep, which means to say also he didn't miss any learning. You got someone sleeping in Mesmerish, you missed the Rebbe Shir. The third thing, and no one left me in Mesmerish and left, meaning to say I was the last guy that shut the lights, right? No one left Mesmerish and left me. I never walked out of Mesmerish, I had someone else there. I never discussed a sicha schul and never schmoozed. So if I'm schmoozing, I'm only missing what the rabbi is saying. He's busy schmoozing. I didn't schmooze anything. And I never said over something that I didn't hear from the rabbi forever. So basically, the last mita that he's listing that he didn't say anything over in the rabbi and never heard is really a summary. The way we're learning, according to first listing all these madrigas. And since I was zoich all these madrigas, so now my mita of not saying over something with the rabbi is not to be misunderstood as someone who doesn't know and is unclear. It's rather fakir. I know everything the rabbi said, but that's my anhaga. That I don't say everything, something not from the Rebbe. And the Gemara is going to explain in a second. He doesn't explain it. So you see, he saw that Mida by his own Rebbe, that he Rebbe Yechonon, they only said over things that he knew. And the Gemara continues. Amrullah of Rechman and Zakkai, Rebbe Yechonon Zakkai, who was Rebbe Elazar's Rebbe, is very similar in August. Miyam of his whole life, he never went anywhere for Amos without tefillin and without Tayyar, meaning he always thought and learning. Doesn't mean he spoke and learned, but he never walked without thinking and learning.
And the point of wearing tefillin all the time is that he couldn't even think he was cool.
So it wasn't a madrega, he had no choice. Are you saying is the tefillin was the ikkar or the tayyar was the ikkar? Saying, I mean, tefillin you could think see the school, just you can't. You can't even see a tass of your tefillin. Saying you're not supposed to work wearing tefillin, right?
Saying the school actually says it's dabar ha'vayv is like.
Oh, dabar ha'vayv is like.
I'm not saying it's terrible.
No, saying that's all.
They said good morning. I mean, it wasn't like they didn't say good morning. It wasn't just they didn't say, they didn't speak anything. It wasn't tayyar.
Yeah, the original point of tefillin, you're supposed to wear them the whole day. So you're working. I just not speak sifas hum. Meaning, shusim. It means you should always have in mind that you're tefillin on your head. It doesn't mean that you can't talk anything else. So it's two different madrigas. You're saying, first he wore tefillin, and he always thought on learning. So he cut out of Beis Medrash. No one got there before him in the morning to learn. So the Yashar Beis Medrash, Hashinah's Kval, Hashinah's Arai. Like here, Ben Voice, Hametu Navas. He didn't think in learning in the places that were disgusting, which were at Tzaya. So it's an interesting thing because some people, some Rishayim ask Al Chayyim, it's Isser Mamish to think of learning in a Mavayis Mutunafis. So if it's Isser Mamish, why is that a big Madrega? So some people say either because it's not so posh, you can't speak in a mavas mitzvah office, but thinking, learning, you were allowed to, because he punked it in. That was his madrega. Or the interesting thing, Marsha says over here, is that a person that's so orangutan and learning, like a Yechanan, so you think he's oinus, right? We know he's not supposed to be learning in the bathroom, but someone like the Ragachavar and these G'dayla'ilim that only thought learning every second, it was very hard for them that not to think of learning even then. So it's saying a chiddush that Batsim he was an oinus. Batsim he could have timed this too hard for me not to think of learning and have it be an oinus. Sakta Marsha, Dafa Pekin, he was misgabra on himself and he did not think of learning in these places.
He wasn't either on good to come either because he kept thinking. Halacha is I can't think of learning. It's learning already.
Is that learning?
He could have spoken about Chechet Tzibor or something. He didn't have to sit and learn in a sugya necessarily.
But his head was so wrong on learning that he couldn't pull it out.
So when is he thinking about Chechet Tzibor in community other tzedakah and something with his kids and his family?
Of course,
he's probably in the bathroom.
He's saying it wasn't hard for him to do.
Yeah, you have to think about it sometime, right?
I hear. So, but you're asking the why the Gedolim should be easy. But Afal Pi Kein, it wasn't. Why so? It wasn't.
They didn't have zero thoughts in their brain. That's what I'm saying.
Do they make people like this today? This is like heavy duty. This is like really.
Nobody compares to you. Mike, nobody compares to you.
And they say Rav Brus used to have to, before he went to the bathroom, he would take his money out of his wallet, so his mind would be able to go from learning, like force himself to think about the money. It wasn't an easy task. I'm not saying they didn't have what to think about. He had to raise his kids, but the point is that the default setting of all these gedolim was learning. That was.
So we could have like a pile of money in the bathroom, right? And that way we're in the bathroom.
So Baruch Be'er was, used to have, who was just telling me a story? Somebody asked, what's the difference between Baruch Be'er and different gedolim? So he's saying about Baruch that someone's came to the Bikuch Nefesh, and in the Bikuch Nefesh Shail, he kept them sliding back to learning. Not that he didn't want to help, but just they were so cool and tired that they just, whatever, I was like, it's hard Madrega for us. What are they saying? But you see over here, there's this Marsha, you should look up yourself and get some chizik. Marsha said, even the bathroom, they had a hard time not thinking learning. He never left anyone in the Beis Medrash. I left, he was the last guy out.
Yes, the Rav and the Talmud didn't learn in the same Beis Medrash.
Oh, because it would be a different order.
They both said that they never left. Or came early.
I say, who was there first? He's saying, yeah, sounding good. No one ever found them sitting around spacing out. Like, daim little means quiet, but just, that's what it means. Don't stand around doing nothing. He's always learning. And no one opened up the door for his Talmidim. He was the one that opened the door in the morning. So he was the first one there, the last guy out. He was the always learning. Al-Huba Atzma, he himself did it.
He was there first. Even when he was giving the shiur.
He didn't wait for everyone.
Because you see that, normally the
Rabbein
came last.
Right. You see his madrega. Omer Davar Shasham Erwin, he had the same anhago, like his future Talmud of Blazes, he used to have this anhago. He never said anything that was right in here. So the Omer, and he never said, Higia Eis Lamun Bismar. Interesting thing. He never said, it's time to get up and stop learning. Meaning, I was learning. Those are she is saying, Seder's over. Learning, you know, learning groups come to an end. You know, we were kids, he say it. The learning time never ends, but learning groups came to an end. There's no musig of someone he could announcing that he didn't, that was time not to leave Beis Medrash. Chutz me'arvei Pesachim ve'arvei Yom Kippurim. Which has only two times a year they used to leave Beis Medrash. Officially, it was Arvei Pesach, obviously, to go prepare for the Seder. And it says the kids should be awake. He had to make sure the kids didn't, they had to get there early on time. He had to get to talk about leaving, let's say, before Shki, to make sure you get home on time in order the Seder should start on time, the kids shouldn't sleep. And Arvei Yom Kippur, you have to eat, it's a mitzvah. So it's only two times a year they said officially there's no learning. But otherwise than that, there's no, the Beis Medrash never shut down.
How do you do on Shabbos?
They settlement? That means they didn't leave Beis Medrash. It just means they didn't announce. I mean, you have to leave Beis Medrash. It wasn't an official break. You went out to eat and you came back. I don't know.
What about Tisha B'Av? You learned at Tisha B'Av?
I am. But I don't know if he did. He maybe just didn't make the announcement. I hear. What are you doing Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, they were in Beis Medrash anyways. We missed Abba on the Beis Medrash. Chayr. Fine. Tan Rabban. Shmoyim Tamid, there was 80 Tamidim. How you loyal Hillel Azar?
What about Hiska? It was a Weimar. If you had it from his Rebbe, But his Rebbe never said.
I was wondering about that. Why didn't he just say it over that that's my Rebbe's on Haga? Maybe you want to say that that it's official on Haga. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Tanu Rabbanu. Shmoyim Tamidim Hayu Lehu Azakim. Shmoyim 80 Tamidim. Shoyim Shem Ruin Shvetishu Hayu Lehu Shechina Kamayish Rabbeinu. 30 of these Tamidim was fit to have the Shechina rest on them like Mayish Rabbeinu. Shoyim Shem Ruin another 30 Ruin Shetam Lehem Chama Kishu Benun. The son would have set for them like Kishu Benun. That's how great they were. So there's 20 left. Esim Beinanim, the 20 in the middle. Golosh Bekulon. Esim Beinanim is 20 in the middle. There we don't know their Madrega. They weren't big enough for the sun. They were bigger than the moon. So that's what they were. They were big stuff. Kadosh Shabakulon, the greatest from all these Talmidim, was Yonis ben Uziah. Kadosh Shabakulon, the smallest from all of them.
What, the Beinim or all of them?
I think it means from all of them. Kulon means going back in the whole group.
The 80.
Kadosh Shabakulon, the smallest from all of them, Yechim and Zakeh. Amal Yechim and Zakeh, how did they show his godless? Shaniach Mikra, he didn't do anything. He biggest of course, hold this now, that he didn't miss anything in learning. Shaniach Mikra, he didn't leave over Mikra, which is Chumash, Mishnah is Gemara. This step means the words of the Tanaim, not the Amiraim. Gemara here refers to the Gemara of the Tanaim, right? Halachas, Halachas, Moshe, Messinai, Haggadis, is Midrashim. The Ketukei Tayer are the drashas that come from Ribu Isis, is extra Vav, extra this, extra letter. The Ketukei Seifrim. The Ketukei Seifrim means that they used to go make Zeris. Because it's an interesting thing. How do you make a Xera? You make a Xera because you figure out that they used to medactic and people's on Haggis. You see how people are acting, so you need to make a Xera. Kalam Chamurim, which is Kav Chaimers, Xer Shavus, Tkufis is figuring out the seasons. Ugamatrius. So Gematrius, Rashi says, is a couple things. It's not, we presently always refer to Gematrius as the value of the letters. We say, you know, the Aleph is one and Beis is two, but Gematrius also mean, Rashi explains, is that the Atbash, which is that each letter corresponds to a different letter in the alphabet. And you could switch around the words. Sichas Malachi Asharis, what the Malachi Asharis discuss, the Sichas Shadim, what Shadim discuss, the Sichas the Kolim, and what the trees discuss. So Rashi, interestingly here, says, Lo Yadana Mahi, I don't know what these things are. But the other Rishonim say they are, you know, give a little more in depth of what it means. Like some Rashi knew what it was, he didn't want to bring it down and start explaining it. But Pesichas to call them, some people, the Marshal say that the trees talk to each other and they have stories, different Amirayim that knew what the trees were saying. Mishal is
Kaif. I mean, it's funny, this is Shalohiniach, I'm saying that. Everything else we understand is Shalom Yiniach, but not to shade him in the Malach.
So why did he need this for?
I'm saying he's not like waiting for them to. I mean, that's part of what he's. That's part of the Torah. Everything here was Torah that he's waiting for.
It was a chachma learned from the Torah, I would say. It's a chachma learned from the Torah. Sichas to call him Mishalas, the Mishalim of Kaifsin, Mishalas Shulim. They used to give Mishalim, like Mishalim, to understand things. He gave Mishalim of Kaifsin, there's people that clean things. Shulim are foxes. The point is that he used to give over, they used to have Mishalim to give people Musar, like we do today. You give you nothing's better than a Mashal. So they had a whole list of Mishalim, Davar Gadol over Davar Katan. He also knew the great things and the small things. Somebody asked, what is that? Davar Gadol, Maisim Merkava. Maisim Merkava is what's going on in Shemayim. How the Baruch Hu created the world, how the Baruch Hu runs the world. Davar Katan, small things, Habayis, the Abayi Rav, which goes to what we call Gemara, which is from the Meroyim, Abayi Rav. L'kayim, Hashanemar, L'han Cholei V'yesh, which is the same of Malay. Hashem's going to fill up to the Oyev Hashem, to fill up their Eitzers with Davar Chachma and reward. So the Merchim Yachas Shekatan Shekul and Kach, the smallest one was like this. With Yechim and Zakeh, God of Shekul and Kach, and Kach, and surely, what was Yonis and Uzil's Madrega? The Kam of Amulav, they said on him, and Yonis and Uzil, B'shoshu Yeshu, Yisuk B'tayr, whenever he used to learn, Kol Eif Shefereichel of any bird that flew over him, Mian Nisrav used to get burnt. The birds would get burnt from the Kedusha Satayr, like Taisis says, the same way that by Harsina, we know the Tayr there was an Eish. So here too, when they used to learn Tayr in this pure form, is to bring out this type of fire, the fire of the age, and that's why the birds would be burnt up. Say over something for Baruch Ber, that Baruch Ber didn't like this Gemara. They asked Baruch Ber, how could it be that learning Gemara is Davar Katan? It's a klein zach to learn Gemara. No, Bayis Rava, we learn the whole day. Small zach to learn a Bayis Rava. So I hear Baruch Ber say it like this, the mashal, that he said, let's say someone else bigger. He says, let's say someone comes over to you and gives you, asks you for money. So you give him $100, you give him, say, $1,000 check. And you see someone drowning, yeah? And different time. You go and save a guy. So what's bigger? So naturally, you're going to say the guy that's drowning is doing a bigger thing because you want to go save him. But he says, no. In a certain sense, obviously, you have to go save the guy who's drowning. But he says, no. Because when it comes to drowning, because you have no prayer. try to, you see a guy, what's you have no compelling argument not to do it. You have to do it. That's it. Says every guy in the world, the lowest, come out, the lowest guy in the world, you can go save a life. Comes to give you $1,000 check. Lavish Gavin, I don't think give $1,000 check. So good. So the guy's Miskaber says, no, I want to go give Tzedakah. I'm going to give a nice Nesina. That's a harder thing to do, effectively. So Mela, he said the same thing. He says, in the Dover Gadol and Dover Katan, he's like this. Katan means, in a sense, it's a small Zach. Learning is a small Zach. It's Pashat. What else do you have? You don't learn Gemara by Rava. It's a small Zach because you have no other choice. You have no break. You have to learn Gemara. You don't learn. So you have nothing. Mice and Merkava, Mamashal, these other things, they're big things. But they're big things. Pshat is that you have a choice. Like, I'm not going to go to Mice and Merkava, so I'll go ahead and learn Mice and Merkava. But you have a Brera in your mind to go ahead and do it. So if by doing it, that's what it means. It's considered a Davar Gadol. I don't know, it's Pashup Shop, but the point that's taken out, this is what Rabbi was trying to say, is that learning should be looked at as a small zach. Because you have no brayer not to learn. You don't learn. You're not alive. I'm saying, you're not learning tomorrow. What are you doing? And so effectively, it's called Davar Katan. You hear my Jim?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But today, the world is a whole different world today. Nobody's near here. That's where the world gets weaker and weaker. This is like a whole different...
It's very humbling. Like, yeah, who knows this stuff today? Who knows anything? We barely know a vice, rava. Well, Allah is Christ.
Waiting for Moshe to reveal himself.
What?
That's no one knows a vice and rava. Doesn't have my question for what Yaakov Gam is.
So,
that means you don't really understand a vice and rava.
Even that we don't understand.
You know Yaakov
Gam. Yeah, the old Pascha. Say, talk to Mishnah.
If you understood them, you would know what matters is just Yaakov Gam.
I'm saying that's a Shavu to Pascha, I'm saying. All right, Zakti Mishnah. Misha Yereisha Ruvay Sukkah. Someone that's sitting, we had this in the beginning of the Masechta, the Chazar, someone that most of him is sitting in the Sukkah, V'shulchanu Masech HaBayis, and Shulchan's in the house. B'shamay Paisin, U'bisil Machshirim. B'shamay Pasos, B'shil Machshir. Amal Amei Hesil B'shamay. Doi Kachay Yomaisa, Shahogu Zikne B'shamay, Zikne B'shil, the Zikne B'shamay, Zikne B'shil, went, L'vakar Sub'yichin on Ben Chironis. They went to meet Yerech Mechironis, and Matzo, and they found them at Sukkis, Shayyoshi V'raysh V'rubay V'sukkah, and V'shulchanu Masech HaBayis, V'layar Mulay Davar. So B'shil is telling Beis Shammai, which was a Talmidim of Beis Shammai, they say, your own elders from Beis Shammai's house. There was a story, they went to visit Yechanan, and they found them sitting, Ma'amash, like the way we said it. They didn't say anything. Amr Beis Shammai, no, you got the story wrong. Beis Shammai, Raya, it's not a good Raya. Af Heim Amulay, they takazog them too. Imkain, if so, this is the way you're sitting in your sukkah. Imkain, Isi Noig, this is the way your anog is. Like, Yamta Mitzah Sukkah Mimecha. You're never going to fulfill Mitzah Sukkah your whole life. So basically, it's a debate on what the story was. Basil was saying that they left him alone. And Beis Shammai is saying, no, Farkat, they told him Beichan he's sitting the wrong way. Shochar was in the house. And there's a quick chazar from the Gemara and Dav Gimel. Gemara says there's two machlaikesim. One is the machlaikes of how big a sukkah should be, v'chlal. Does it have to fit your shulchan or not? And the other machlaikes, if I remember correctly, machlaikes is there gzeira, if you have a big sukkah, if your shulchan's inside the house, are you going to go, are you allowed to eat in a big sukkah, your shulchan outside the sukkah? Is a chash shemi mashek, you know, end up eating outside of your sukkah. That's the Gemara and Dav Gimel. But I think the Gemara here is not going to focus on that. The Gemara is going to focus on the other part of the Mishnah. Noshim v'avodim uktanim p'tum min asukah. Noshim v'avodim uktanim v'apotim min asukah. Katon, a katon she'ein et sarach l'imoy, that the shir chinuch, now a katon we all know is a mechoyim mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah chinuch. So what's the madrega of chinuch for sukah? So katon does not need his mother chayiv b'sukah. Means to say, he's able to go to the bathroom himself, he's going to keep himself clean, that's what means he doesn't need his mother, it's a very small age, does not need, is mechoyim in sukah.
Why do you say it's a pashas type like you always want to say the sarach l'imoy? If he doesn't see his mother, he'll cry. So he came down to the sukkah.
Yeah,
Where's his mother? She's that far away.
I'm saying that's why I understood it. You're saying it means
to
say
he's
crying. Okay. Fine. I'll defer to you.
Mother's eating. She's in the kitchen. She's 10 feet away from everybody else. The kids are going to be crying.
I think it doesn't mean he won't need his mother in the sukkah. It means he doesn't need his mother in general. Right? Doesn't need his mother in general. It's just like saying, like, could you live outside with him?
He can manage out of his wife.
Well, cut the shades out.
Tomorrow's
time. Hi, Vesukha. Maisa v'yoda kalasa shav Shamia Zakin. Shamia Zakin had a gave birth his daughter-in-law. Upiches is a maziva, and right away he scratched off the roof. V'sichich put a sukkah up on Gabi Yemito Shulakadin. So Shamia was more mach. Shamia held the shir chinuch. I don't know if it was a shir chinuch. I'm not sure if it was a zecher. Bagabon miel. Right away the kid was born. Right away you have to put him in the sukkah. So again, so we have the Mishnah here saying at the end over here that nasha avadu k'tanim are potim in a sukkah. We're discussing in the Gemara, and the shir katan chinuch is machlekes if it's tzarich li'imoy or it's even a infant. Zot the Gemara, we know immediately. How do we know that nashim are potim in a sukkah? Tana rabbanan. Ezrach says the word is called Ezrach is believed in sukkah. Ezrach is Ezrach. Ezrach is referring to the man. Ha Ezrach lohaitzis a nashim to exclude nashim. Kol Ezrach, the word kol Ezrach l'rabbis k'tanim k'tanim are mechuyif. So Amar Ma. So we're going to understand all these drashas as the Gemara goes on. Ha Ezrach, let's say Nashim. You tell me Ezrach is coming to exclude Nashim. The name of Ezrach bein Nashim bein Gavri mashma. That means the word Ezrach itself, Betzem, includes Nashim and men. With the word Ha Ezrach, the extra word Hey, is coming to exclude Nashim. Batanya, Zach the Gemara Fakeret. Ha Ezrach, the rabbi says Nashim, Ezrach, Yeshachai, Spinui. The word Ha Ezrach by Yom Kippur is, it says that the word Hey is coming to be Marba ladies. That means to say Fakeret. That the word Ezrach is excluding them, and Hey is coming to be Marba them. And here we're saying Fakeret, that Ezrach would include them, just the word Hey is being Nismayed them. So we have to make up our minds over here. What does the word Ezrach mean, and what's the Hey mean? What's the Pashup Shan Ezrach? So more Almon Ezrach Gavri Mashma, the word Ezrach really includes men. So we have machlekes between a stira between the halach of Sukkah and halach of Yom Kippur. So something more like this: Amar Rabba Hilchasanin. Really, this whole thing of Sukkah that a lady's potin of Sukkah is halach Meshmisina. It's not a real drasha. That's Mechin Rabbanan Akroy, and the Rabbanan put it. The Rabbanan just stamped to make the drasha easier. The Rabbanan connected it to the word Ezrach. But really, the word the Yom Kippur and the word and the halach by Sukkah are really learned out halach Meshmisina. It wasn't explained. So Zogdimar Hakrav Hilchasah. Which one's what's the Iker Pasuk and what's the Hilchasah? We don't need a pasuk. We don't need halacha. Because Mar is going to explain the fact that Nashim are potter from Sukkah is the regular rule of mitzvah seishas my grama. So we don't need a pasuk for that. And the fact that Nashim are mechuyiv yom kippur is it's not a mitzvah seishas, it's a lav of eating. So it's pasuk they should be mechuyiv. How mitzvah seishas my grama? How mitzvah seishas my grama? Nashim pturis. So we don't need a drasha for that. And yom kippur also. Yom kippur, we don't need a drasha to say that ladies are mechuyiv yom kippur. Midivudim rav nafka, the amri vidim rav, chetano yishmal, makra, isha, hishva, kasav, isha, ishchal, and shabbatayr. So B'kitz HaGemara is remaining with the question right now, transfer tomorrow, again, that we have a Shaila, why is it that we don't need a pasuk to say the Nashim HaMechuyivim?